Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for June 28th through July 2nd.
What are you doing?
Oh,
sorry.
I'm concentrating on
Amanda has a thing that she keeps, it's like a Velcro thingy. She keeps tearing it.
I'm sorry. I was more concentrating on my voice sounding like crap today because Megan got a summer cold and was kind enough to give it to Emily,
who
was kind
enough a lot of people getting
to give
sick
it to Madeline, who was then kind enough to give it to me.
So, we've had some crazy weather here in Pittsburgh over the past week, so I don't know if that might have something to
know,
do with it.
It was like 90 something the one day and 24/7, then like 60 something the next day. So
it was like 90 degrees round the clock for 3 to 4 days. And then we just, last night it was 59.
Yes.
Yesterday all day, I don't think it went above 70.
So,
but today we're going back into the 70s. Tomorrow's the 80s. And that is your weather report for Pittsburgh, PA.
We can get a job at KDKA next, but no, I don't feel sick, but my voice is all kind of crappy, so I apologize.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Okay.
We have a
well, that's
shot.
A whole other conversation.
We could do a whole podcast about our crazy.
Yes. Well, we do have a name for another podcast. We just need to figure out the content.
We'll be recording every night. Let's stick with General Hospital.
Okay.
All right. What did you do first? What stuck out to you?
I didn't work out my notes.
Oh, no.
Typically, I try to bind them together so that way I can like remove stuff that I
like your hot pink nail polish.
Thank you.
It's very pretty.
It's gel and I did it myself at home.
Good job. I like that.
It's that stuff that I used to sell and it's still good.
Awesome.
Yep.
Pretty color.
So with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, do we want to stick on the news front?
Sure.
Stuart Damon that played Alan Quartermain passed away this week.
I'm so sad. Like for real sad. Had you seen it before I sent it to you?
No.
Okay, good.
It made me so mad, though, because now we don't even have the opportunity for him to come back as a ghost again.
Right.
Or anything. But I did read that they are going to be planning a special for him, which they should have just never killed him off.
Right.
Because now what are they going to do? I think that now that Monica is part of, or now that she's back in charge, she should name a portion of the hospital, like, in honor of Alan. That there should be something
nice
about, maybe they can do something with Sasha and her recovery, and they can do something with Alan's rehab.
There you go.
And they can have Sasha involved in it.
I think that the tribute will come from
Ann Curtis.
Carly and Jason getting married. That she's going to start talking about her and Alan, and that's going to lead into the tribute. That would be cute.
Oh, that'd be really quick for them to turn that around,
they
too.
They just announced that they're engaged. It's not like
they need to move quick
tomorrow.
But they have to move quickly.
Well, I can't imagine that the tribute's going to be more than a week or two out. Do you?
They film like 6 weeks in advance.
Okay, and then 6 weeks out.
Okay. But they're not going to wait 6 weeks to get married. That's probably already shot. I hope that they take their time and plan something appropriate and that truly, truly honors him.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
And one of the number one things that I kept seeing all over the place honoring him was the thing that I love the most, him and Cinderella.
Yes.
And I talk about it all the time, and Amanda thinks I'm bonkers. Obviously, I'm not the only one.
Yes. Everyone must have loved it because I saw it all over the place.
Well, because he sang it on the nurse's ball, too. Yes. I have it on DVD. Do you want to borrow it?
That would be fun. Okay. They'll like replay those clips, I'm sure, from all of his nurses'
hope
stuff.
So.
That would be cute. Oh, with little Emily.
I was just thinking, you know what would have been great if they had done it at some point? Would have been Alan and Emily visiting.
Yes.
Together.
Yeah.
It is such crap that they killed him off.
Yes.
Like, I still.
I don't understand it. It was just dumb.
It was. It was dumb. Why couldn't they have had him go into a coma and just go away for a little while and then?
Don't like it.
Mm-mm. All that to say, we said that we were going to do Georgie July, but obviously, like we talked about many, many times, sometimes things happen on the show or obviously things happen in real life that change things up. But also, the write-up for Georgie is not very long. Because,
which is also crap.
But she was born in 1995, but she was really only active for 5 years. We have baby story and stuff like that. But
that doesn't really play into the character.
Right. Like Maxie has had a ton of story. And from what I've been watching, there was a lot of Maxie that we kind of missed.
I think Georgie's real story was just Dylan. Whenever she ended up. Yeah, Dylan, and then whenever she ended up getting killed.
Right. So, but I like Georgie.
Me too.
But so she's going to be our 411 this upcoming Thursday. And it really is only going to take one episode, I think. It might be a little bit longer, but it's, I don't think we're going to have to break it up into two.
No. Mm-mm.
But then we're going to talk about Alan Quartermain, which is probably going to take a few weeks.
Yeah.
So do we want to do it right now, or do we really want to take our time? And
I don't know. We should look and see when he debuted.
He was on it for 30 years.
Yeah.
Remember how long it took me to watch Dante?
Yeah.
Although we have kind of through watching Monica's Lovers. You know, we got the psycho Alan.
Yes. But
yeah, we're going to have to. Okay, we're going to do a whole thing about Alan Quartermain. I guess we really do need to look into how much information is out there, because we have to do it. We have to do this correctly.
Oh, yeah.
It's Alan.
Yes.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. The main character.
And the thing that really stunk, though, he passed away the day after Steve Burton's birthday.
Aww.
Yeah. Thank goodness it was the day after and not the day of.
Right.
So that's good. But yeah. So you brought up something in all of that. Jason and Carly. Oh,
Jason and Carly. I mean, I think we all knew this is where it was going to go. It's not really shocking. You could have said it 2 weeks ago and we all would have been there. They're going to get married. Jax isn't happy about it. But poor Britt, that's who I felt so bad for when she was crying in her hotel room after he left.
She reminded me of a high school me.
Yeah.
Cleaning up her room super fast.
Yep. And the dramatic slide down the door to sit there and cry. It was very poor Britt.
We did get a cute email from Ellen in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
I thought the cutest thing was when Britt had room service waiting for Jason to come over. She had bottles of beer in the ice bucket instead of champagne. That was so Jason-ish. I loved that unique touch. Well done to props, people, and staff. And they really do a good job of, I know we call them out on like little things, like who's that girl that was on Jax's desk,
right.
But that's a mistake and we all make them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I liked that Britt was like, I took the liberty of ordering us room service. We can eat now or we can eat after.
Right?
She went right to it. Like, we are going to end up in that bed.
Ellen did also say that she thinks that we're like friends.
Aww.
So, you're friends too, Ellen.
Yes, thank you.
And she's in Cleveland, so she's not far away.
Did you see that Steve and Bradford are going to Cincinnati and Columbus?
Yeah.
I think we should go.
We need to get them in Pittsburgh.
But I think we should go to Columbus and meet all our Columbus friends.
Okay. When is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
It's coming up, though.
Okay.
I saw the Facebook ad today. Like, literally hit me today.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Wow, we're all over the place.
It's been that kind of week.
It really has. Michael just not even buying into it. He's like, yeah, no.
I liked that he called them out on it, though. He was very respectful and said, I know you guys love each other. I'm not doubting that. But what's really like, going seriously? On here? Because mom hasn't even taken her rings off yet. And now she's already engaged. I don't think so.
Right.
And I liked that she said her rings were like Sunny because they were all like blingy and you could not ignore them. That was cute.
Right. And it wasn't about the rings. It was about Sunny loved doing that.
Yes.
You know, so if Sunny, she just loves Sunny.
Yeah.
You know?
How about Ava saying to Nina, well, he's a bartender. He could just move.
I know. Job.
And she's like, no, that can't happen. Yeah. Cause what you're doing is wrong, Nina.
Yep.
Makes me so mad.
There was a lot of, I really enjoyed this week. I thought there was a lot of really good, there was a lot of good interaction between people that we typically don't see. Oh, I love Bobby saying Jason who.
Right. I really wish that Carly would have been like, Jason Smith, or just some weird name, not Smith, because that wouldn't work on theirs, but you know what I mean. So she's like, just kind of throw it off.
What other Jason is there in my life?
Who else is there? So ridiculous.
I didn't understand how they got there from what Ava said, though. Ava saying something about it being like all.
Because she said it was like theater, that it's not.
But how was that the next logical step?
No, I went there because she was saying that it's not actually what happens in your house all the time. It's just how it's perceived to everyone else. And they needed it to be perceived to other bad guys that they were a unit.
I don't know. I guess that's not.
Maybe because I already knew that's what they were going to say, because that was like, you saw this coming. So whenever they were trying to set it up, I was like, just get to the point. You're going to get married.
I don't know. I just wasn't following how that was the next logical step after what she said. Because Carly was like, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Oh, Jason breaking up with Britt, though, but not even breaking up with him. And then she calls him out on you. The thing I like the most about you was that you don't do the what ifs. She's like, don't start doing that now.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like that they're making him, he used to have a personality and be the enforcer.
Right.
And there definitely was a period of time where he did nothing other than
stand there and look hot in his leather jacket.
And he can do that with words too.
Yes.
So I'm glad that they've been doing that.
I liked him with Jocelyn. That was so cute.
It was.
He's like, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And then they said they love each other and hugged. And that was cute.
Very, very
cute. I like to see that relationship there.
Well, yeah, because she respects him and she.
Yes. And he told her, you don't have to defend me. Like, I got this.
Yeah.
So.
Don't lose your friend over me.
Right. But I liked what she said back because she was like, it wasn't really about you, though. It was about me and what I knew was right or wrong. So that's
right.
You stick with that, Joss.
Yep.
Don't let some stupid boy tell you how to feel.
And prove them wrong. No.
Exactly.
Only if you're actually right.
Right.
Which she is proving him wrong right now about what he read.
Oh my gosh. That was so
good. Did not see that coming.
I didn't see it coming either. I knew they were going to get to the like heart of it, of what she wrote wasn't true.
Yeah.
But I did not think that she was going to kiss him.
Nope.
So.
I thought she was going to say, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't write that.
Exactly.
You know, did you read the rest of my journal? Because there was things like he was saying that she's like, but you didn't read the rest of it?
Right. Because Dev only showed him that one stupid line. It didn't even make any sense. Just
right.
Why he should have questioned it then. No one writes one line in their journal and then all these blank pages.
No.
Stupid.
Not at that age.
No.
I wrote down everything.
Oh,
I need to
go
back and read.
It's actually,
I don't want to.
I started the other day and it brings up a lot of stuff. I don't know. You need to be mentally prepared for it. Some of it.
Do you want to have a diary reading bonfire?
Oh my God.
We can just sit here and we can just read. Do you want, we can read our pages to each other and be like, look at the crazy stuff I used to think.
Yes.
And just throw it in the fire.
There you go. I like that.
I don't know if I want to throw it in the fire, though. Because there was a lot of good stuff, too.
It is definitely neat to, like, know yourself back then. Because some of the stuff that I was reading, I was like, oh, my gosh, are you serious? And then other stuff, I was like, I totally see this coming out in my daughters and the way that they talk now and the way that they're feeling things. And then other stuff, I'm like, it was totally justified to be mad about that. I knew I was right.
Well, like, there were things that, you know, it's hard talking about things from your childhood that most people don't experience ever in their life, and you experience it as a child. And I remember when we were moving to this house in 2014, I found one in, like, one of the boxes, because it must have just kept moving along. And I was like, no, seriously, read what I'm writing here to my husband. And he's like, wow, that is messed up. You know, and he's like, I can't believe you were thinking that at that age, because...
Yeah.
No one at that age should have been thinking the things that I was thinking.
Right. No. Nope,
is that cryptic enough?
No, I totally got what you're saying.
Yeah.
I was sad with mine because one of mine was right after I had Matt, and everyone knows I was like super young. So I was focused on my life that was going on, not realizing that Matt was going to grow up. And so like there's little things about Matt did this, Matt did that, because he said he took his first steps on my birthday.
Aww.
And so like that was in there and like when he said his first word and whatever. But the majority of it is me and this guy or me and this friend or I went to this party or I hate my job or whatever. I wasn't writing all the
You weren't
Matt
writing about
stuff.
Mom. You were writing. But here's the thing, Amanda.
I mean, it was my...
You still have Amanda.
Yes, it was my let out all of those feelings because during the day I was all about Matt or whatever.
Right.
But now I wish I would have written a little bit more because...
Does he have a baby book that you wrote in?
A little bit, but not a lot.
I didn't really finish. So we had my son's graduation party last week and we were looking for pictures. We'll get to all that like later. But I had a calendar that I had written stuff in and I totally forgot about it and I gave it to him. And I was just like, look, I wrote this. When you were a baby.
Aww.
And he read it, he's like, oh, that was sweet.
I have the first
Feel
year.
Bad my daughter doesn't have one.
It's so funny.
That's typical.
So I don't think I even have written Madeline's name in her baby book. That's how much I have not kept up with it. But I was
Don't
good
judge
with-
us until you have multiple
Exactly.
kids.
I was good with Matt for the first year. I had the calendar and I had pictures and whatever.
Yep.
But then after that, and I know it sounds silly because you know that time moves on and you get older. But in my world at that time, like... I was going to stay 18 to 23, and so he was going to stay newborn to
baby.
5, and I wasn't going to have to go any further than that. And now he's 23, and
yep.
So grown up. So, but anyway, yeah, journal time can be scary, but I'm glad that Joss was like, let me prove you wrong, and I hope this means they're going to have a fun summer romance, because that is what the summer is supposed to be, is to pull all the teenagers in, and it would be cute to finally... get to see them have this chance.
I do wish that they had done something with him and Trina back then. Now it would just be weird. But back then, I would have preferred it. But now they've moved out of that. And
No, because Trina is going to end up with the guy in the art gallery.
Okay, hold on. We'll get to that in 1 second. But I thought it was really sweet that all of that was triggered from Nina buying her a journal, which I thought
Yes.
that was very nice that
Yes. Yes.
she bought her a journal and.
Exactly. That was an appropriate gift from your dad's ex that is still
In your
around.
life, yeah.
Not taking into consideration that she's trying to hook up with your stepdad that is presumed dead, but he's not.
And, making your mom's life horrible.
Right. But
That
no,
is
it,
not going to be pretty when that all comes out,
no.
but
And Jocelyn's going to be one of the first people to be like, what
heck.
the heck's wrong with you?
Yeah. I think Jax will too.
Oh, yeah.
Even though, I mean, he hid himself when he was, quote, dead,
Right.
but.
No, everyone's going to flip out when this all comes
It's a
out.
different, yeah. She's taking advantage of a mental health
Exactly.
situation that's not cool.
Right. And she knows that Sonny would have never intentionally left his family.
Nope.
It's not like it was a bad situation that he was trying to escape from. He would never leave all of his kids and his
Okay, in
wife.
all fairness, the mom might be a bad situation that he should be getting away from, but he tried that once, did not happen so
Right.
well. Oh, and it was the Novax warehouse that blew up. So who
Yes.
blew it up? Okay, were you getting the impression was it did the Corinthos organization blow it up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
That was
stole
the
all those trucks.
that was the impression I was getting.
Yes,
Okay.
absolutely. No, Jason did it, but he couldn't tell Michael that he did it because then Michael would have information that he
Right.
shouldn't have.
Okay.
So when Michael said, did
And that's also why he
retaliation
wasn't
happen?
shocked.
Right.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
But then why was Carly shocked?
I don't think she knew about it. I
Okay.
don't think she's involved in all of the decisions, which is why they
Right.
have to get married, is because he needs to be in charge.
I really liked the fact that she was taking over.
I did too. I don't know why they couldn't have just had him be her enforcer to get everyone to listen. Why does it have to come down to now it's him?
Right. Like, why does the man have to take over?
Yeah, Mrs. Wu.
But can we bring Brad into the Mrs. Wu thing?
Exactly. Britt didn't tell him. See, that's how I totally wanted it to
Well,
go.
she's not going to talk about that over the prison phone. Good editing or good censoring yourself talking about stuff.
No, because when you're talking to your friend, you get caught up in the moment and you don't think what you're saying. So she went to him upset and angry. He totally called her out on crying. Love that they had the whole Grays conversation, but I wanted her to be in the moment and say, yeah, it's not going to be with him because he's marrying Carly, blah, blah, blah. And then Brad would have that information to like trade up in the jail of, hey, I have some good information. He'd have like
Oh.
protection or maybe get out early or something, because I don't know how that works with their corrupt people, but something to get out. But she didn't tell him. She didn't tell him. Not yet, anyway. Didn't say it.
I like that he called her out on her liking him.
Yes. So cute.
I love the two of them together. Oh, but the nurse's ball is not going to be until the fall.
I don't like that.
No, just because it had to be August last year doesn't mean that we have to push it back. It's the spring
It is supposed to be the
thing.
spring. Yep.
I don't know.
I would rather that they don't have it in the fall and just bring it back
Bring it
next
back
spring.
next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or have it like now.
Yeah.
Because I think it has been, because we did 411s all about, I think it has been over the summer too. I think we've just gotten accustomed to it being part of May sweeps.
Right.
But I do think that,
I think they should push it back to May.
yes.
It was good then. Oh, we are all over the place. What else?
Oh, when Avery asked Diane to read her a book, it would have been great if she had asked to read one of her Pandora books.
Yes.
Cheap little plug for Carolyn Hennessy,
Exactly.
but been like, I love these Pandora books. And she could have made like a quip about the author being so talented, which she is, but she's not going to do that because she's a
Right.
humble woman. But you could write it in there. It'd be a little tongue in cheek. I think it'd be
Yeah.
funny. So opportunity missed, although I think she's done with the series, but still.
It was just so cute to see Avery so excited to see Aunt Diane.
Yeah.
She like ran up. It was adorable.
It was. Ooh, back to the Novaks though. Joey Novak trying to poach Spinelli.
Yeah. I don't even know that that was poaching. He was just like, you're gonna come here.
Right.
You don't have a choice. But that was perfect that Jason walked in and was like, I'll handle it.
Yep. But wait, okay. So we can just combine the two, Spinelli and Diane talking about how Ellie knew who he was 10 years ago when she started dating him.
Right. And why would there be any type of legal anything? They're not married.
Right.
And she's not, I mean, I'm not at all discounting the role she's had in Georgie's life, but she's not her adoptive mother or whatever. So.
Or is, and you would think that if she were threatening to take custody, that he would have been talking about that.
Right.
Like, again, she's been Georgie's mom for 10 years. She
Yes.
could have a case.
Right.
You know, blood or no, whatever. But yeah, that just.
But I don't see Spinelli holding her from Ellie anyway.
Right.
They all live close enough together now. Or are they doing now.
What you've been saying, either have them get divorced so that he can move on.
Maybe this will be the way that they're going to get married, because then Ellie doesn't have to be conflicted about knowing things or hearing things because they'll be married. But they'll still be in danger, which seems to be her main complaint.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If she hasn't been hurt by now.
Right.
She's never been in the middle.
I mean, I guess she's concerned about him, which would make
Absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely.
I didn't like Britt telling him that he didn't need to go home and tell her, though.
Yeah.
Stay out of their relationship. They are being
Especially
honest.
Especially when he's That's staying out way. Of yours.
Exactly.
You know?
They are always honest with each other. He needs to go home and tell her. Don't tell him to start lying now. Mm-mm. And then she asked Jason, is that blood on your hand? He can't get into it with you. Just let it go.
Right.
Very annoyed.
Oh, Milo is watching Joss.
Yes. I don't understand.
We haven't mentioned his name except for when Epiphany said that they broke up.
Right.
And how long. It's always been her bodyguard, her bodyguard. We talk about Max, but
right.
We never talk about, but now Milo's back. Or is Milo coming back? Is he coming back to win Epiphany back because he made a big mistake? Aww, please, dear God.
That would be awesome.
They had an awesome grad night, though.
They did. Although, I don't understand having all of the parties on that day.
Yeah.
And, like, why didn't we just combine them? Because it seemed like all the same people were attending all three parties.
Right. Well, Joss didn't really have a party. She had her family.
No, just a thing at home or whatever. But if our kids were friends with the same people, I totally would have said to you, can we just combine this and get it done?
Yeah,
I don't understand. But it was cute. I'm glad that they brought it in and each kid did get recognized and have a celebration and whatever.
Yeah.
How about Jake being like, no, not talking to you,
yep.
Cameron? Don't want to hear it?
Yep.
Not even going to joke around?
I can't get over how much of a young man he is.
I know. But I like Trina's advice. Just keep trying. Just keep saying that you're sorry. You got to keep working on it.
Yep. It's worth it.
Exactly.
Especially coming from an only child.
Yeah. That would be rough.
Oh, who was it that said something about, oh, Nina said to Ava, I saw your post last night. At what point during her rant to Nicholas and all of them, did she stop to take a picture of her rings on the floor and post it?
Right.
That didn't.
No.
It doesn't make sense. It's not Ava-ish. It's.
No. And there wasn't enough people around that it was like, oh, someone from the Invader caught this blow up or whatever. No.
Although I did think it was funny that she very obviously was not okay with the way that things are going. Oh, and Nick fighting for them, though, is the cutest.
I like it.
And good girl Trina with the pepper spray.
Yes. Except for she emptied the whole can. You don't need to use the whole can.
She was scared. And it was the first
time. She was scared.
I can't believe that was the first time that she's ever had pepper spray on her, though. I mean, you would think Taggart would have had her carrying that since she was like a toddler.
Yeah. She did good with it.
She did. He was looking all handsome.
Mm-hmm. When isn't he?
All the guys are looking all handsome.
Yep.
Very formal. There was a nice flow to the different.
Yes.
You know, they were super dressy for Trina's and then Charlie's had Cam's.
Right.
I don't know.
They didn't talk about their mocktinis, though.
They didn't. I was waiting for
it. I know. I wanted to hear what they were called.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what the whole point of Gladys being a jerk to Sasha was. It didn't feel like we needed that storyline.
Oh, but I loved all of it.
I loved her saying to her, oh, yeah, you know, since I couldn't be with Michael, I'm just going to take everything I can off Brando.
Exactly.
And Gladys being like, oh, my gosh.
I can't believe that she bought it. I couldn't believe that she didn't pick up on the sarcasm.
Exactly.
Although Sasha did have that slip of the tongue where she legit did say, if you're still with us, but she wasn't meaning it to be snarky.
Yeah.
She was meaning it to be. But I love that Brando was totally understanding of Sasha forgetting to tell him about.
Yes.
And wasn't like, well, I'm part here too, blah, 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 blah. He was like, no, I get it. You've never had to count on someone or rely on someone.
Exactly.
You know, that totally made sense. But I loved her holding her own to Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
And Brando had her back.
Yes. I really like them together.
Me too.
They're cute.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah. I felt like the whole scene with Lucy and them, though, was totally unnecessary. Like, obviously, the whole world's going to know that Sasha's pregnant. You can look at her and tell.
I just felt really bad for Maxie, and I liked that they were trying to protect her.
I liked that they were trying to protect her. I just didn't like the way that they were going about it.
Yeah.
Because it was making her paranoid that they didn't need her anymore.
Right.
Instead of they were trying to protect her. But Brooklyn actually had a great idea of, look, I'll get a job here, too, and then the baby can go in daycare, and you can see her all day long.
Yep. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Although I don't know that I see Valentine letting them put the baby in daycare.
True.
But if it works out, it was a good thought process.
Yes. I like Sasha's idea of doing vigils to bring awareness to missing babies.
Yes.
I thought that was beautiful. And I hope the General Hospital actually does something like that. And I'm really hoping at the end they have, or during it, they have actual ads for missing babies. Do not fault me for crying over babies being kidnapped and I'm crying. Okay.
I will not fault you for that. That is a actual thing that is worthy of your tears.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll not yell at you for
that. Glad that you justify my...
I do. I will give you that one.
But seriously, I thought that that was a beautiful idea and I really hope that they do. If they don't, you have to go back and reshoot this and do it. Because there are babies out there that need...
No, I totally agree with you if that was the way that the storyline actually went. But you could tell by Maxie's face that she was feeling guilty that they were going to be focusing on her missing baby when her baby's not missing.
Yeah, but I think that they should still move forward with the bringing awareness to missing babies.
As long as they keep Maxie's story out of it, which I don't think they're going to do.
But they can still have it running in the background or something.
I'm not saying that I'm against it for all of the publicity that it would bring to the missing babies. I'm just saying I don't think that Maxie, in good conscience, can be like, yeah, let's run a news story about my missing baby that's not really missing.
Right.
So she's going to have
to. But maybe she can ask, can my story not be the focus? There are so many others out there.
That would be good.
Like, yes, we can mention we've become aware of the statistics or, you know, how because of, and that's how you get to be aware of these types of things. Because it hits home and then you're like, oh my gosh, this is a really big thing.
Yes,
I was trying to explain to my kids about how, like, the milk cartons got started. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, they used to actually put pictures of missing kids on milk cartons.
Right.
You know, and we used to get these things in the mail that would have you seen us?
Right.
And they were just, minds were blown that, I mean, first of all, they know that we did not always have the internet, but that's how it used to have to be done.
Yeah.
It was things like that. So I think that would be good. I like that Brooklyn's going to get into the social media though. That's going to give her a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to have to give up her future because the music is just not going to happen. So
I agree. I like that they're all being strong women working together to come up with this new concept.
Who was it that Lucy had the quickest conversation with her ever? Who did Lucy first talk to this week? Because I wrote Lucy, quickest convo with her ever. With Lucy. Somebody saw Lucy super quick and she talked for like 5 seconds and then left. And I'm like, was it Nicholas?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought whenever you said with her, I thought you meant another woman.
I'm sorry.
No.
Because I was like, when does she ever talk for two sentences and then leave?
He was beating the crap out of the boxing bag.
Yes.
And
yes.
She was like, things not going well with Ava, and then threw the towel at him and walked out. And that was like the end of it.
I was like, we're not sticking around for this story. I didn't
even ask. Okay.
Yep. I did like that Maxie and Laura were talking.
Yes.
Of all the people to talk about
baby Lulu,
but just difficulties in becoming a single mother with a father of the children being difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, we love Luke and there are total differences between Peter and Luke.
Oh yeah.
But
the struggles that the mom has to face are still very similar.
Right.
Yeah.
And that she didn't fault her for just wanting to create a safe, because that's ultimately why they got divorced too, was because Laura was like, no, I'm done being on the run. I want to settle down with the kids and give them a safe life. And you can't do that. So I just like that. I liked her encouraging Maxie.
Yes. Scott mentioned Karen and Logan. I was so excited.
He sure did.
I know it was just like a blip, but I was like, Karen, I love you.
Friends call him Scotty.
Yes. That was cute.
I like that he brought that up because Laura always calls him Scotty and Ava very clearly calls him breaking all that confidentiality and both of them being like, what are you doing?
Right.
Laura's like, I never asked for this information.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Ava knew.
Yeah. Ridiculous. I thought it was funny that he thought that Finn and Elizabeth were hooking up though. He was like, you can't fool me.
Yeah. He's like, I wasn't expecting you to wear black all the time or like be the grieving widow all the time or something.
But I don't want them together.
No. And I wish that he had just overheard what they said and was like, hi, how can I help?
Exactly.
He was willing to bribe people.
Right.
For them.
Yeah.
He would sure he'll help cover up the murder.
Yeah.
Has he done that? He's done that before.
I'm sure he has.
Oh, yeah. He has for Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got experience.
I don't know where they're going to move that body to, though. I feel like moving it is going to create more of a disturbance than just leaving it there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just leave it in the basement. They're not getting there. It's okay.
I don't know.
Anna's too busy now.
Unless, I don't know.
No, Anna's busy with Valentine and whatever the stuff with the picture was that she found. So she's not going to be going familiar into the with basement that. Anymore.
But Anna and Valentine. Yeah, I now have that stuck in my head. A-team? Uh-huh. Don't know why.
You just want to be able to fantasize that you're Anna so you can be kissing Valentine.
Well, I mean, you know, no.
We all know your love of Valentine.
Yes. But I do like the idea of him and Anna. Oh, but them having that conversation where she's like, you were nothing but kind. And
I like that she validated him back in the day.
Yeah.
I didn't like that she said that he's been such a great friend the past couple of months. Because
months, yes. Years, heck no.
No, see, I don't really like months because it was just a couple, like that. To me was, you've been a really good friend, but we've been leading to this relationship for the past couple months. But just a few months ago, you were marrying Finn. So,
correct. Yes.
You have to have a time span there that doesn't overlap with, like, her and Finn were one thing. Her and Valentine can be another. When you say the past couple months, it makes it sound like she was cheating on Finn, and she wasn't. But you shouldn't have been having those thoughts about Valentine if you were also thinking that you were going to marry Finn.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
But it has been months because that's when they ganged up on Alex. That happened a lot longer ago than we thought.
It's not that I don't see the friendship outside of the relationship, but the way that she said it, I don't know, like the look on her face was that snuggly, like, kiss me, we've been in this relationship for a while.
I am glad that the phone rang though.
Yes. So,
yeah.
It's a different time frame. That's all.
Yes.
Because no,
I don't know. I'm kind of going with her. But I didn't take that as...
I just don't want to think about her thinking about Valentine when she's with Finn.
But I don't think she was.
Okay.
I think she was reflecting that you have been a great friend because for years he was giving her help.
You can realize it after the fact, sure.
But I don't think that... See, I didn't get the vibe that she was thinking about him romantically months ago. It was, we've been through a lot the past couple months, but tonight, like they were... I mean, come on, there was romantic rain.
Yes.
Kenny Chesney sang about it. There's something sexy about the rain. It's a good song.
That is a good song.
It's a very good song. But I like how they, it was a good night. It wasn't like,
yeah,
I don't know. It didn't feel forced.
No.
How sometimes Finn and Liz do.
Yes. I agree. It made sense where they were, why they were there, and then how the conversation would have
flowed. There'll be Anna-tine.
Oh, God.
Or Vanna. Anna-tine. I like Anna-tine better.
Okay.
That means that you know the world's going to say Vanna.
Right.
Okay.
Can't go with what you say.
Nope. We are all over the place. Oh, Scotty asking Liesl to go to Hawaii and then offering to buy her and Britt dinner.
Yes.
He's gaga over her. He's so cute. They're smitten with each other. They're adorable.
I thought you were going to use the teen word and say he was a simp for her. And I was going to tell you not to.
So. He's a what?
Simp.
What's a simp?
Someone that's like totally devoted to you. Like beyond words. They'll do anything.
A simp?
Simp. That's the teen word. Mm-hmm.
Is that an acronym for something?
I don't know. I'm a teenager.
Hi, Google. What's a simp? It's a silly or foolish person, or it's a slang term describing someone who performs excessive sympathy and attention towards a person, typically someone who doesn't reciprocate the same feelings. This is usually done in pursuit of a sexual relationship. Simp is slang insult for men who are seen as too attentive and submissive to women. It also means a guy is overly desperate for a woman. But I have never heard that phrase.
Okay.
No, Scotty is not a simp.
That's the word that came to my mind whenever you were talking about him. Because my kids
should not
use
be
it.
Using words you don't know what the meanings are.
The kids
are.
Use it all the time.
Well, they probably don't even know what it means, though.
I would bet that they don't know what it actually stands for. But the meaning is that they'll do like anything.
I don't like this word, though.
I don't like it either. I mean, I don't know.
All right, we're going to move past that.
So all I have left is the art gallery.
Oh, no. Joss overhearing Michael talking about Brooklyn, talking about her and Will.
Him
and first of all, him taking her out to dinner at the Metro Court and her acting like that's a treat. You know mom bought.
Oh, right.
You know they don't pay.
They should have gone to that other place.
They should have gone to the Poor Charles Grill.
Yes.
Michael's a man of means. He should have treated his sister to a place that
she doesn't get to go to all the time for free.
Right, because Carly already says she doesn't cook. She orders good takeout.
Exactly.
And you know it's all from the Metro Court, probably.
And you've seen Joss, like, show up there and get ice cream whenever she feels like it and stuff. It's not like they wouldn't make her anything that she wants.
Right.
We critique the weirdest things.
Wait, come on. That's a loophole.
Right. I just thought it was weird that they talked about the Willow stuff, but we never saw Willow this week.
No, we didn't see any of them.
So, why bring it up? I don't know. It just didn't make much sense.
Want to talk about the art gallery?
I was going to say, is that where you're at now? I think it's Spencer.
Which means that they recast him.
Which makes me sad. But I think it's Spencer.
I do too. And doesn't he look like Dev though? Those eyes look like Dev.
They did look like Dev for a minute. I hope that they're not going to try to say that it's Dev though, now that they've been talking about Dev.
I hope that they did not use the same actor and recast him as Spencer, because we've already done that where we thought when he came that they were going to say that it was Spencer.
Right. Don't do that.
Great actor. We miss him.
No.
Was too involved for them to do that.
Right.
Like, Chloe Lanier had been on the show in the past.
But she wasn't, until you pointed out what she had done. Right. Yeah, he was too main of a character. No.
And Roger Howarth taking over the role of Franco was because we had to get rid of Todd Manning.
Right.
So.
No. I don't like that they recast him, because I just loved the original Spencer. Well, let's hope that it's not Spencer, him. But I
know. We can still hope.
We can still hope, but we've said repeatedly, whoever is trying to break them up. Till they say his name, you can have hope. But we've said it 100 times. It's most likely Spencer that's harassing them because he doesn't want them together. And that kid looked about the right age just from the eyes. And
kind of tall, whatever. Though. Courtney wasn't tall and neither is Nicholas. Yeah, those boys sprouted up, though. So
yeah, very true. I don't know. I thought it was weird that they had Trina. So I'm assuming that the red paint was put up by who I'm assuming is Spencer to destroy the paintings, and that somehow she tripped it with whatever. And that's why she's covered in red paint. Wouldn't you call your mom from there and be like, oh my God, I just got red paint spilled on me. Can you bring me a change of clothes and come help me? Would you really drive to the
party? I thought he was trying to carry her. Like the movie Carrie. I thought he was trying to do that to Ava.
Oh, okay.
You know how at the end of Carrie, I've never seen it, but I know that she had, I think it was pig's blood dumped on her.
Right.
So I think that he was trying to carry Ava and accidentally carried Trina.
Oh, I just assumed it was to mess up the paintings.
That would actually make a lot more sense.
Because,
but it was nowhere near the walls. Unless he didn't. Oh, maybe he was going to have like a bucket set up on the top of each wall and then have it come down. Ooh, then the walls would be bleeding.
Ooh, that would be scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I assumed it was to mess up the artwork, but maybe it was for Ava. Anyway, Trina, regardless, I feel like would call her mom from there and be like, come help me, not walk into her party covered in red paint.
Right.
Very weird.
I don't know.
And then they ended it. Like, this is our cliffhanger.
Okay, come on.
That was not a cliffhanger.
She's covered in red, what we are assuming is paint. Let's hope that it's not blood.
It's not blood.
But
it's red paint.
What is a cliffhanger to you?
Like, where you're really wondering what's going to happen. Like,
I want to know what happened.
When the car is zooming towards the cliff and then they cut and you're like, did it go off the cliff? Did it not go off the cliff? Or whenever you think that someone may have died.
You're literally doing a cliffhanger
thing. Exactly. Like when Chase flatlined, if we didn't know that they were going to bring him back.
Right.
That would have been a cliffhanger. Did he die or did he not die?
Right.
But Trina in the blood, no, that wasn't a cliffhanger. Because it wasn't blood, it was paint. And the guy's going to have gotten away, so it's not like she knows who it is. That's not really a cliffhanger.
Okay.
I'm just bored with it, because I think it's Spencer. And I also think that Spencer's a jerk, but I don't think that he would spook Avery like that.
Correct.
So.
Yeah, I don't think that he would.
I think they're taking it too far.
When he was a kid, I don't think he would have had second thoughts about torturing. He did the Phantom and the Nurse's Ball.
Right.
You know, but he was also a child doing that to Cam and Emma.
Exactly. Kids the same age as him.
Right. I don't think he would scare a child.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't like the idea of that either.
I don't know.
I just didn't think it was a cliffhanger. It's whatever.
Okay.
What were your feelings on it?
I thought that she was carried. That was my whole thought.
That's your whole thought.
I literally wrote, carried. Someone carried Trina.
You're agreeing with me that it's Spencer, even though you don't
want to. I don't want to, but yes, I do.
I just don't know.
I'm sad about it. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Well, because at first I thought it was until the first person was Nicholas. And then I was like, okay, cool. I was making things up in my head.
Yeah.
No.
And I feel like it just makes sense because we talk about the summer is teen storylines. Yeah. So to bring him back right now would be perfect. And he should have just graduated too, right?
Well, yeah, we talked about that because
he
would have graduated at 16 in France.
Right.
So if this is in fact Spencer recast, we have to trust the fact that they would have gone to Nicholas Bechtel first. We have to trust that.
Right.
That kid has been Spencer since he was 5.
Right.
I don't know if that's the correct age, so please don't. I mean, you can correct me on it, but
Yeah. Since he was little.
So we have to trust that they would have gone back to him first and something for whatever reason.
Right.
And now he's not Nicholas or not Spencer. So let's give this kid some grace because he is probably still a kid.
Right.
And let's see what he does.
Yeah.
And let's hope that it's good. I mean, those are big little shoes to fill.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
I can't even imagine. Mm-mm. Okay. That might have been it.
That's all I had.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
All right. So I guess we got to go into our...
You had like a super full week.
Well, we spent the whole weekend together last weekend.
It was such a fun weekend.
It was a very fun weekend. We had a birthday party that we... So remember, we recorded last Saturday morning, which we are doing today too, because we don't want to record on the 4th of July.
Right.
And we had, what, a five-year-old's birthday party that was a lot of fun. And then we had everyone come over to my house for a swim party. Then Sunday, we had my son's graduation party and then had everyone back over again for the swim party or for the cool down, because it was, like we mentioned earlier,
so hot.
So hot. But the grad party went really, really well, I think. And if I have a recommendation for anyone who's planning a grad party, Amazon has advice for the graduate cards. They're like $7.50 for 50 cards. They're really fun. Some people kind of got a little carried away, which is fine, but it was really fun to read some of the things.
I didn't fill one out, so I was not the one that got carried away.
No, you're fine. His robotics team was recognized at the school board meeting on Tuesday because his team won.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was really nice because typically schools really hype up athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four sets of student groups or whatnot being recognized that night. The first was the junior high science bowl.
Oh, nice.
They came in third place. Then it was the robotics team. Then it was a girl who just graduated from soccer, or she just graduated but played soccer. And I don't know much about soccer, but her stats were insane.
Oh, okay.
Like the things that they were talking about. I'm just like, that sounds really, really good. And obviously if she's here,
right,
being recognized, it's that really was really, good. Really good.
Yeah.
And then the last one that they recognized, he unfortunately was not able to make it. This was supposed to happen last month.
Oh, okay.
And the power went out during the day.
Aww.
So they wound up having to postpone it until this month. But the last person that they recognized was a graduate of the tech program. And he graduated with honors. He graduated with like all kinds of professional certifications.
Wow.
So he can just go straight from graduation into the professional workforce.
That's, you know, awesome.
And they really, I was really happy to see that because.
Yes.
So many times those kids are not given the accolades that they should.
Right.
And so that was just really nice to see. And then my daughter got a job. She starts this week.
I'm so excited.
But she got a job. She's wanted to get a job for so long. And if you're newer to listening, my daughter's autistic. And, you know, there are some challenges that come along with that and making sure that we found the right fit. We had talked to another potential employer that said that they were going to get something together for us. And never even got back to me after the couple follow-ups.
Oh.
And it was funny because after I posted about her, and it's a place, I'm not going to get into it because I really do support them. I love the business itself. I was really disappointed with that.
Yeah.
But somebody messaged me on Facebook after I posted about her job. They're like, hey, down the line, you should check out this place. And I was like, so.
You started there.
Yeah. And our story is not unique because this all came about from when we filmed that thing a couple weeks ago.
Right.
We filmed it at this location where she's going to be working. And I happened to mention to one of the other moms, you know, we've been looking at her getting a job, blah, 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 blah. And then one of the women who was from the organization putting together the film, she said, yeah, she had been trying to contact the other place and they wouldn't even get back to her.
Oh, okay.
So it's not just me. It's they won't even get back to, like, they'll talk at the beginning and then just totally drop the ball and never get back to them. And she's the organization that would be providing them employees.
Right.
So
that's disappointing.
It was, but
I'm so excited for your daughter though. We will have to do like a coffee date or something.
Absolutely. And then my personal, and you're totally going to think I'm nerding out, but I actually wrote it down whenever it happened because it's been kind of a game changer. So I have three different Gmail accounts that I use. Well, the podcast, work, and personal.
Okay.
And then I also have a Yahoo personal that I've had for years. So I still.
I didn't say anything. You're getting all kinds
you got
of sensitive.
I can see the look. I see the look. Anyway, Google now allows you to sign into the browser under different profiles.
Okay.
So when I open up a new Google Chrome page, it asks me which profile do I want to be on? Whereas before, like I only had it set up through my personal. So I've had to kind of always run stuff. But so I spent some time this week and I created a profile for each. And then I moved like all of my business bookmarks into my business profile. So now they're gone from my personal page.
Nice.
Like all of those tabs and everything that I had. And then I did the same thing for the podcast. And I'm like, now I got to keep it all separate. And I don't have to. So that's just my personal.
Yay. Very nice.
I get separate profiles on Google. It is the highlight of my personal week.
Wow.
And my kids are with their dad for a week. So next week I'm going to be even more boring. It's okay. Cause I still have to, well, I'm not have to, but I'm still taking my daughter to her first day of work and all that stuff. So it's just not going to be as.
It's not. In 2 weeks is when the kids go to Mexico with their dad and I'm dreading it just because they're going to be so far away and I'm sure they're going to be too busy to call or care, which is great. I want them to have a good time.
Absolutely.
But at the same time.
But we're bored without them.
Yeah.
Well, my son stopped home today because they forgot their bathing suits. And I was like, I missed you so much. You know, I was just like giving him a hard time. Yeah. And then I was like, no, I can't do this because pretty soon you're going to college and I can't let you think.
Yes.
Oh, but he had his own first adventure. Real quick, he called me last night and I actually fell asleep on the couch around 8:15, according to my Fitbit. And at 9:30, I woke up and I had a missed call from him. And I have the dictation where it sends me a text of what the message says. And he had accidentally gotten on the turnpike. It was his first time on the turnpike. And all I could think about was the movie Clueless when we're on the freeway.
Yes.
He'd accidentally got on the turnpike. And, you know, he's like, Dad was able to talk me home. You know, whatever, but it was his first time on the turnpike. He's like, yeah, so I had quite the little adventure.
Oh, that's so cute.
Meanwhile, at his age, I was like up and down that turnpike, going all over the place.
Right.
You know, but he's not me. And
yeah,
he's kind of a homebody. So he had his first adventure on the turnpike.
That's funny.
What about you?
I'm pretty boring because the kids didn't have, well, Emily started her job that's just for 5 weeks or whatever, the whole counselor and training thing.
Yeah.
So that was good, except for I didn't have anything else to do a couple of days. So I was annoyed that I had to be up super early because last week I was up super early for Megan and her fire camp. Mm-hmm. And then this week I had to be up super early to take Emily to her thing. But she liked it. She had fun.
Good.
Did what she was supposed to do. You know, I don't ask a lot of questions because they're kids with special needs and I don't want to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
But that's awesome that she's involved in that too.
Yes. She's really liking it. So, and it's giving her more experience so she can decide what it is that she wants to do in the future. Cause originally she said a special ed teacher. And now that she's getting to deal with all of these different kids, some real world experience, because it takes a very special person to be able to handle all of that. So,
absolutely. Is she thinking like maybe more one-on-one work?
I think that's where she would be better. But
I think so too.
I don't know what she's going to ultimately decide. But anyway, she did that and that was good and exciting that she's getting to do something. Although then it had to start a fight between her and Megan because Megan's like, but it's not a real job because it's only a couple weeks. And then Emily's like, it is a real job because I'm getting paid. I'm like, can you guys stop arguing about who's working what? You're two different people doing your own thing and that's what matters.
And it could lead into.
Yes.
It's a good investment of her time.
Yes. And then I had a first experience where I went and got a bikini wax. Have you ever done that?
Nope.
Okay.
I've never even got my legs waxed.
See, and I feel.
I get my eyebrows waxed. That's
it. So I've never done anything. I've never got anything waxed.
You got nothing and you went for that first. Yes. Oh,
because,
my gosh.
Because I feel like there's a lot of experiences that people my age talk about that I have never done before.
Okay.
Because I'm very sheltered and I don't know why, because I am a grown up. I shouldn't be so sheltered. So I got it in my head hearing from a couple of my other friends that they went to this place and it was great and it was so easy and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I'm going to go do it. And it was not awful. I was scared. I was really scared. It was super quick, like done in like 10 minutes. And the girl talked about like, what are you doing fun this weekend and blah, blah, blah to get your mind off of it. And 1, 2, 3, there you go. You're done. And it's all good. So it did not hurt that bad.
Okay.
I do think I have a higher pain tolerance than most people, but it really didn't hurt that bad.
Okay.
So I don't know. If you want to try a new adventure, I can refer you to go get a bikini wax.
I'll trust your judgment on that one.
I don't know what. I don't know. It was just, again, one of those things. I wanted to go do it. But it was super funny because I text my sister and I asked her if she'd ever done it. And she was like, no, I totally think you should go do it, though, because I want to hear your experience before I would go and do it.
Oh, that's funny.
And then when I told her I was on the way, she was like, you need to keep like a journal. How awkward was it? How long did it take? How much did
we do have a journal? It's our podcast.
Exactly.
Hi, Val.
So she wanted all these answers. And so then I kind of blackmailed her because we go over to my family's house on the weekends usually, but not all the time. And so she was like, I don't know that I'm going to go. And I was like, well, if you want the scoop on the bikini wax, you'll have to show up to mom's later. And so she did. And I got to tell her my story that really wasn't that exciting, but you know,
I think it is. That was not something I was expecting you to say.
I haven't learned to cook yet, but I got a bikini wax.
Well, that's something someone else does for you. It's not like you try to do it yourself. Oh God, that would hurt.
That would hurt. I don't think I could do that. Mm-mm. No. So.
No, I've only ever gotten my eyebrows done. I'm due.
I don't think that you're due, but okay.
I pluck them. Some. I try to keep up with it after I get
them done. I've never done anything to my eyebrows.
Really?
Nothing. Never. Nothing. Mm-mm. I'm so low maintenance. I'm just not a good girly girl.
That's not really a... Oh, I don't know. That might be like the one thing that I go... No, because I do like my facials and massages.
See,
I just, but I don't do it all the time. It's like every now and again, I'm like, oh, just go get one.
Yeah, I don't know. That was...
I can give you my facial massage girl. Oh, she doesn't do massages though. She just does facials, but they're so nice. 90-minute facials.
Oh, I feel great. Like all this is going to get expensive though. I think it's probably better that I'm not a girly girl who does all of these things because I don't have the bankroll for that.
Nope. Neither do I. That's why I don't stay that consistent with it.
There you go.
Yep. All right, so we just went through our entire self-care routine-ish, but join us on Thursday as we talk about Georgie Jones.
I'm going to be so sad that it only takes one episode, though.
I know, I really me too. I was her. Really looking forward to, like, Georgie July, but we definitely have
other things to talk about. It will be good.
Yes.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.